Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 24 past 11 here on SENZ Mornings with Ian Smith. Thanks to Brandt, your local John Deere equipment supplier. Ricardo Ball in for him. And joining us now to talk greyhounds is Jake Bell, track curator at the Manawatu Raceway. G'day. How you doing, Jake?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. How's things in Palmy?
Well, beautiful today. We've finally got rid of some wind, hopefully for a while. Been sticking around a bit, so.
That's good news, mate. That's what we want to hear. Get rid of the wind. And how's the track looking? And in terms of being a curator for a track, given that it's like an all-weather track or an artificial track, what does that actually involve?
It's full-time, mate. Like, there's me and Stephen Gillies that does part-time, but we're 7 days a week. Water, grooming, turning it over, getting it all right, mate. Like, it's not as simple as some people may think.
Yeah, right. I mean, because from what I understand as well, you guys have had more races than you would normally have over the last year or so with Whanganui being out of action, right? And with them building or making adjustments to that track.
Yeah, well, when I took over, it was just a year ago. Just a bit in the next week, I've been doing it a year, so. It was already in action like it is now, but we used to have not many dogs trial on a Monday and we'd have one race meeting during the week. But now we've got two race meetings and we're probably trialing 100+ more dogs every Monday, you know. So, yeah, she's pretty busy.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, that's hugely busy. In terms of how you manage that, I guess, you know, with Days as well, your partner, she's a trainer. You've been a trainer as well. There's a lot of juggling going on there.
Yeah, well, I sort of stepped back from training the dogs as much probably about two and a half years ago. I went back out driving machinery on the roads and all that, contracting for Higgins. So I sort of stepped back and Days carried it on and Mum. So even now, the success that any of the dogs done when they say they're in Days' name, Days does majority of the work, mate. She works full-time and does dogs, and we've got a daughter and I'm full noise here and trying to do dogs, and Mum works race day and helps out as well, so she's a family affair.
Yeah, well and truly a family affair, mate. How many dogs have you got back at the house?
We've got 11 at the house at the moment, mate. Like, yeah, just ticking along. We've got a litter of pups that are taking a bit longer than. They're getting there slowly, mate, but there's no rush, you know.
No rush at all, mate. No, that's good. You've got a big meet tonight, don't you, at Palmy? I know that we've been tipped out, actually. I see what you think of this tip. This is what we've been tipped out in Race 9, the Great Mates Rehoming Program Feature Final, Opawa Superstar, which I think started at 360, but it's already into 270.
Oh, mate, to be fair, didn't think he was going to win the cup the other week, and he just came straight through the middle and put them to bed, so. It's definitely the winning chance there.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody in the office said to me, if it's not Opawa, it's not a greyhound.
Yeah, mate, his name's bang on that dog. He's a superstar, all right.
Yeah, yeah, they go pretty well, mate. They go pretty well. Is there anything else that you're excited about for tonight at Palmy?
To be fair, mate, I haven't actually looked at the field. Like, it's a premier meeting, but the track's prepared exactly the same as on a Wednesday with the low graders, you know, like it's... There might be better dogs and everything going around, but we've still got to carry on and keep it up to the same standard on the every day of the week. So I haven't even had a chance to look at the fields that much, to be fair.
Okay, what about the distances? I mean, you know, obviously you've got the camber of the track and you've got all the different starting boxes, but do you have multiple, sort of different races going at different distances throughout the meet?
Yeah, well, it makes it a bit more awkward today because we've got back on boxes and there's for a 600 at 660 and the 720, and we've got one ramp that goes so they can back off the trotting track onto the track. So when they start, we've got to quickly get them off the track. But we're in races one and three today, and we've got to get them off, get the ramp moved, plus have the track groom. So we've just got to, like, we make sure we've got enough staff on board to make sure it runs smoothly.
Oh, mate, sounds like you got your hands full tonight.
Oh, yeah, mate. And the weather, and because it starts so late, mate, you got to keep the water in the track all day, you know, like it's, yeah, so I start at 7 o'clock every morning, mate, and makes the day long.
I bet it does, mate. And too, well, we've had quite a bit of rain recently. I mean, what difference does that make for you in terms of, you know, you've mentioned watering the track a lot, but I mean, given how much rain we've had, how much water's too much?
To be fair, the more water, the better. Like, this track handles the water unbelievable if it's set up right. Like, the more water it just, the better it is, you know. So, you have the race right. The drizzly rains makes it a bit messy because it sits on the top and turns the top, only the top couple of mil a little bit, and it makes it doesn't look as good, but there's nothing wrong with it. But the heavy rain, mate, packs it down and it goes, and it's real good, you know. But, like, we got a lot of rain all over the weekend, but we're still putting truckloads of water on to keep it wet, you know.
Yeah, so does it get skiddy at all?
No.
No,
she's beautiful. Now, like, this sand here is just straight sand off the sand dunes.
Right, nice.
Not mixed with anything out, mate. She's all natural. She's just straight sand dunes. And it's, to be fair, I didn't actually know anything about it. From a trainer's point of view, every trainer thinks they know what they're talking about when they're talking about tracks, you know, and I was one of those. And then I went out on the road and learned quite a bit more, and then I always used to work the dogs up the beach, and it's the same sand. So now we run it, basically comes up like when the tides come in and gone straight back out behind it, and it comes up that nice firm and nice sand, and that's exactly how we make this track.
Yeah, awesome, Jake. Awesome, mate. Well, listen, hey, keep up the good work, mate. I hope you have a good meeting tonight. And Palmy, go well, and we'll catch up with you again soon, eh?
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Jake Bell there with us talking the dogs. Of course, he is the curator of the Manawatu Racetrack, and there is a big meet there starting around 3 o'clock this afternoon in Palmy. You can tune into SENZ every Sunday from midday for Greyhound Racing New Zealand's Dog Speed, hosted by two legendary greyhound experts in Mark Rosinowski and Dan Roberts. Don't miss a beat with Greyhound Racing New Zealand's Dog Speed. We've got the latest in news and sport on the way. After that, though, it is your opportunity at Stumped. We have a $50 TAB bonus bet to give away if you can get through three questions.